This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conspirators behind the Delhi car blast will not be spared. He said the probe agencies investigating the incident will get to the bottom of the case and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Mr. Modi was addressing an event to mark the 70th birth anniversary of Bhutan's former king Jigme Singye Wangchuck at Thimphu yesterday. Mr. Modi, who reached Bhutan's capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the Himalayan nations, said he came to Thimphu with a heavy heart in view of the incident in Delhi. A powerful car blast near Red Fort area in Delhi on Monday claimed 8 lives and injured several others. The Prime Minister said throughout on Monday he was in touch with the probe agencies investigating the blast.
दिल्ली में हुई भयावह घटना ने सभी के मन को व्यथित कर दिया है। मैं कल रात भर इस घटना की जांच में जुटी सभी एजेंसियों के साथ, सभी महत्वपूर्ण लोगों के साथ संपर्क में था, विचार विमर्श चलता था, जानकारियों के तार जोड़े जा रहे थे। हमारी एजेंसियां इस षड्यंत्र की तह तक जाएगी, इसके पीछे के षड्यंत्रकारियों को बक्सा नहीं जाएगा।
The King of Bhutan, in the presence of Prime Minister Modi, also led a prayer with thousands of Bhutanese for the victims of Delhi's Red Fort blast at Chang Limithang Stadium. During his address, the Prime Minister unveiled plans to construct an integrated immigration checkpoint near Bhutan's border town of Gelefu to facilitate the smooth movement of visitors and investors between the two countries. Mr. Modi said that India and Bhutan are connected not just by borders, but also by cultures, as he called for energy cooperation and increasing connectivity between the two neighbours. The Prime Minister said the energy partnership between the two countries is further accelerating, adding that they are also working to resume another long-stalled hydroelectric project. Later, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuck in Thimphu. The security agencies have recovered significant quantities of explosives in the raids conducted at multiple locations in Delhi NCR and Pulwama. Sources said that during the raids carried out on 9th and 10th of this month in Haryana's Faridabad, agencies caught almost 3,000 kilograms of explosives along with detonators, timers and other bomb-making material were confiscated. The sources also said that it is believed to have led the suspect to act in the Delhi bomb incident under mounting pressure. It added that the explosion was caused by panic and desperation due to raids carried out by the security agencies to nab the accused. It said that the bomb was premature and not fully developed, thus limiting the impact. Sources further added that the explosion did not create a crater and no shrapnel or projectiles were found. Meanwhile, Indian Medical Association have expressed sorrow and condemned the Delhi blast incident. Expressing concern over the incident, it said that the association stands in solidarity with the victims and their families during this difficult time. Polling concluded peacefully for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Voting was held in 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts in this phase. Nearly 69% voter turnout was recorded in the second phase. The electoral fate of a total of 1,302 candidates has now been sealed in the electronic voting machine. India started their campaign on a winning note in the first ever Women's T20 World Cup cricket for the blind. The hosts defeated Sri Lanka by 10 wickets in the opening match in New Delhi. Winning the toss and opting to bat first, Sri Lanka were restricted to just 41 runs in 13.3 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.